When we see people excelling, when we see people embodying their brilliance, it stirs something within us. So then the great question becomes, what stops us, right?
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am the Oracle of Wealth, and I help entrepreneurs to really break through these wealth barriers and realign to the natural flow of wealth that already exists in their business. And I really love doing this through connecting them to their aliveness, their creative genius, their inner knowing and intelligence. And today we're here to talk about really a fun conversation, anyways, from my perspective. I don't know if you'll think it's fun, of this creative genius and really what it means. Because I was, you know, in the shower this morning and I recognized that a lot of the people, it would be bold to say all of the people, but let's say the majority of people that are really revered by humanity and or idolized. So it's not quite the same as revered maybe from my perspective, but we're going to throw both of those in the pot, are people who have embodied their genius. So, you know, a lot of the idolization happens in the movie industry, the music industry, right? The artistic creative industry. These are people that have found that artist within themselves, because that is all about channeling your inner genius. And, you know, we talk about creators and innovators, people who are really radically transforming humanity through things that they are inventing and creating. Again, that is their inner genius. So we have this interesting relationship where these people who have really owned who they really are, their authenticness, what they are here to do on this planet, right? Their purpose, their mission, and really owned those desires within themselves audaciously, boldly, right? Unapologetically. We rever them. We idolize them sometimes. We really have a lot of respect for them. And so the inquiry I tapped into today is, why aren't more humans doing this? Isn't that interesting, right? That we can see how beautiful living your life so profoundly is, and yet we hold ourselves back. Now, let me be really clear. Not everybody is meant to be a music star, a movie star, an innovator. Okay. Some people, their genius is like going off grid and living in the middle of the forest and doing that audaciously, boldly, unapologetically. Okay. So your genius is unique to you. It's not about what anybody else is doing. I'm just using this as an example of really what that stirs within us, right? When we see people excelling, when we see people embodying their brilliance, it stirs something within us. It inspires us because deep down, we all want to be the best version of who the fractal of God, the fractal of light, the fractal of creation that we are in this life. So then the great question becomes, what stops us, right? As I was sitting with this, because I have lots of different answers I could give for this, because there's a lot of things that stops us, I would say first and foremost is a lot of people don't actually even know what they desire. One of the biggest things I notice when I talk to people is that either they literally don't know and they just say, I don't know what I desire, Or they think they know, but as they speak it out loud, and I've talked about this before, there is no aliveness in their body. So desires come from our soul. Okay. I always differentiate the difference between ego wants and soul desires. Okay. Those words are just here to delineate and differentiate these two different frequencies of creating. Most people are speaking from the ego wants. They believe that this is what they want to create. But true soul desires is a fire within us. It is a light. It is aliveness. And this is a perfect example is when you're speaking to somebody who is defined as very passionate, right? The truth is all humans can be deeply passionate when they are connected to the thing that their soul really wants to create in this life, because that's a big level of desire, soul level creation. And we all have it. So not being connected to that is one of the biggest. And really that comes from, again, let's look at what I was speaking to of the innovators, the creators, the musicians, the movie stars. How many times do people believe that that is just not really possible for them, right? Or my generation and older generations also thought that you can't make a living as a creative. You can't make a living following your desires, right? That's BS. You have to just find a job and do that. And all of that stuff can kind of be there, but really there's no space for it. But sure, if you want to kind of pursue it as a hobby, go right ahead. Who has placed that as their priority? Right? The people that I spoke to, they placed it as their priority. They were devoted to it. And this is where, might I say, we delineate between the mice and the men. Not really speaking of gender here, but that's just a great phrase, is it not? The mice and the men. Those who have the tenacity and the courage to stay in the frequency of devotion. Because here's a deeper truth as to why most people do not create what they really desire, even if they're aware of it. It is an initiatory process. You will walk through the flames, through the fires. You will lose your identity over and over and over again, because this initiatory process is all about who are you really? Who are you really? Now, again, I'm curious if younger generations might have an easier time of this as they start to incarnate on a planet that is beginning to embody authenticity. But we have a lot of generations who have not embodied authenticity, not embodied who we truly are. And quite frankly, wore masks and taken on identities that had nothing to do with us. And everybody has done this, myself included. And I speak to this because I have gone through this initiatory process over and over again, because it's not just one initiation. It happens again and again. And through these initiations, a couple of things are happening. One, you have to let go of old identities. And these aren't just inauthentic identities. They are also identities of you that simply cannot continue forward as you deepen into the process of creating your desires. Okay? I also want to speak to that because it's not just about inauthenticity. It's also about letting go of you. creating your desires, creating your genius will like peel the onion away, peel it away, peel it away, peel it away, peel it away to get to the core. Another way to see it is you are dissolving the frequencies of everything and anything that is not your unique genius. So you are distilling into more of your pure essence at a soul level here in human form. So another way of saying that is that you are embodying more light. You are embodying more divinity. You are embodying higher levels of consciousness. And all of that requires letting go of old identities. Okay? So there's some of it that's inauthentic and some of it that just has to happen. But either way, they are fires. They are initiatory processes that crack you open. They crack you open from the inside. So the shells and the pieces and all the layers that don't serve you can fall away. These initiatory processes are all over the board. There's no like, this is what it looks like. This is how it shows up. It again is very, very unique to you. This is really the conversation between you and your soul and what needs to happen for you to embody your genius. But they are often a challenge. And oftentimes they are very big challenges. And then sometimes they're little challenges too. And they, a lot of people will say they test you. I don't see it that way because it's not an exam and there really is no pass or fail. It's literally you either pass through the fire or you don't. That's not pass or fail. It just is. But they challenge you and they burn you and they require you to embody a deeper truth of who you are. That's what the challenge is doing. So each initiation is really there to reflect a particular part of your personality, of your humanness that does not serve you, that you need to really integrate. Sometimes we call it alchemize or transmute or let go of. But the truth is that we integrate these energies. Because any level of just alchemizing, transmuting, letting go without integration is not wholeness. So they require you to integrate a version of yourself. So let me give you an example, because this is all very high level spiritual talk here. Maybe an initiation. Let me speak from my own example. One of my largest initiations has been through the lens of unworthiness. Okay. Believing that I was not worthy of wealth, of success. And the many times that this particular frequency showed up for me to help me recognize that that was what I was believing, that I was unworthy, and recognize that that's not true of my innate being as divinity, as a creation of source. And therefore integrate those energies into myself. But it required the process of creating unworthiness in my physical reality so that I could reflect that energy back to myself, so that I could see it, I could experience it, I could feel it, all the things, and then say, yeah, that is not who I am. So let me dissolve this identity and integrate it back into my being and move forward as the person who believes in her worthiness. So we go through these initiations, and oftentimes what happens is people come up against the fire, and because they can't see on the other side of the fire, it's just fire, it's just flame. What happens when I walk into that fire? I don't know. And you don't know. I mean, as you go through these initiations, you become better at them. Definitely. But each initiation, it's very unique. So you can't use necessarily the exact same formula to get through the fire. Sometimes it will be a deeper fire or a hotter fire or a flame of a different color that you've never experienced and has a different effect on your body. Of course, that's all very symbolic, but I think you're aware of that. You're not meant to know, because it's not about if I do this, this is what happens. It's about the journey. It's about the devotion and the courage to walk into the flame and experience the flame that gets you to, quote unquote, the other side. So oftentimes people, because they come up to the heat and it's hot and it feels like it's about to burn and they don't know the outcome, will turn and walk away. Or they'll start stepping into the fire and it gets really hot and they will step out, or, you know, of course there's a bunch of variations to how we do this, but it takes a great deal of courage to embody, to actualize your genius into physical reality. And this is truly where inexhaustible wealth lives. Now, I'm not saying that all those people are embodied in inexhaustible wealth. That's a whole nother conversation. I'm just using them as an example to this conversation, right? I'm not saying that they're all embodied in their genius necessarily. I'm just, again, using it as the brilliance, the absolute brilliance that humans can actualize through themselves. You know, the masterpiece that we truly are and the power that we have to create. So, first and foremost, really recognizing what you desire. And is it lighting you up? Because if it's not lighting you up, it's not your desire, full stop. And, you know, I love having conversations with people about that, because I can feel it. I can feel when somebody's lit and I can see the light. And I was having a conversation with a woman the other day. I was on her podcast and she wanted to have this conversation. And, you know, her idea was she wanted to have a movement, but none of that lit her up. None of it, even though it's a beautiful desire. It wasn't an actual desire. Now, it was kind of a desire, to be clear, but she wasn't connected to the why. Why did she want that? When I asked her, why do you want that? She was like, I don't know, to change the world. Again, no light going off in her body. So we explored it a little bit and we got some little light stirring within her. And there was a lot of other energies, you know, unworthiness, disbelief that were also there. So my point to that story is, as she goes to actualize what we were connecting to, if she does, she's going to come across unworthiness, disbelief in herself. And those are going to be some of the initiations that she's going to have to go through, amongst others as well. And, you know, that's the beauty of working with somebody who can connect to, see, feel, and support you through this process, because these are very different times. And on my YouTube channel, I actually just channeled a conversation through wealth consciousness and AI, and how is AI affecting wealth. So you might want to go check it out. And I spoke to this about this real big shift happening in humanity, where I believe very deeply and feel it, that we are being given the opportunity to embody and to actualize our geniuses into this world. And that is so deeply fulfilling and gratifying. And it has been the rarity. It has not been the normal. And so a lot of people just don't know how to go about doing this, and they don't know how to let go of those old identities and the old ways that humans have been for thousands of years, because that's what we needed to do, and open up into this new world of creating, embodying, being inexhaustible wealth through the actualization of your genius. creating the masterpiece that is your legacy through your aliveness, through your desires. It sounds so out there, so fantasy, and yet it is already here and people are already doing it. And to my point, people have been doing it for thousands of years, right? We've had artists and geniuses for thousands of years. So people have been doing it. It's just been a rarity. But now it's coming into a space where we all can do it. And not only is it here, but it's where wealth is going to start to show itself more and more and give you the opportunity to experience wealth in this way. To me, it's extremely exciting. I am so lit that this is where we are and that this is what we get to do for ourselves and for humanity. And I'm here for the unknown. I'm here for all the people that don't know how to get there. And I'm here to help, but I'm also here just to witness and to celebrate and to be a part of this radical revolution that humanity is going through. So I'm grateful that you're a part of it too. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.